we did enough good things in our first game to take that out of the tape and figure out, okay, well, this is how we need to play them with our personnel.
How do you kind of, you guys felt like you played pretty well defensively the first time you played Green Bay. How do you, you know, you want to change it up, I'm sure, a little bit to throw them some wrinkles, but not get away from what you guys do well?
I mean, it's the same thing we do every time we play an opponent that we've already played during the season. So you're talking about, like, for example, in a divisional game, you know that they understand how you're going to approach them. And so when you get a chance to throw a wrinkle in there here and there, that's what you got to do. And you got to make sure that wrinkle gets home.
When you guys were really struggling defensively earlier in the season, now you compare it to the way you guys are playing now, how different is Perry in meetings or in the way he conducts business?
He's pretty even keel. So we still come back in, we still correct those mistakes that we made, and we still look at the good plays that we did, that we made out there on the field. I think it's just the overall energy of the room is different whenever you come off of a victory, especially a playoff win. So, you know you made a mistake and you're willing to go in there and correct it, but you're excited because you know out of that game there's going to be a lot of great plays to watch.
One of the reasons when you guys went on your run in 2007, a lot of credit was given to Spagnuolo with the game plans he drew up and stuff like that. How much confidence do you have that Perry can, you know, now you're facing high-powered offenses, that he can kind of draw up something that limits his team?
We have full confidence in him. And, you know, that goes also to him having all the tools and weapons that, you know, not all of them. You know, we still lost our middle linebacker, John Goff, who was a big part of this defense. Terrell, Chris, Clint Sutton. I mean, there's a lot of guys that we lost. But at this point in the season, we're healthy enough where we can do most of the things, if not everything, that he wanted to do. So when he has his full arsenal, we're very confident in what he can draw up.
Would you describe Perry as even keel? What we see of him, I remember it's the training camp when he is just constantly yelling, not nasty, but
that's the keel he's on. It's even for him. You know what I mean? But I mean, he's going to bring his energy, he's going to bring his enthusiasm. But what I mean by even is that, he's not going to go overboard on a mistake. He's not going to go overboard on praise. You know, either way, he's going to tell you what you did wrong and tell you what you did right, and that's what we need around here.
Didn't he change a little?